Welcome to another installment of the Monsters of Book Marketing interview series, sponsored by TheAuthorsEdge.com. And today we are talking with Marika Flatt, owner of PR by the Book, a publicity firm. Marika has nearly 10 years of experience in the book publicity business, and her team over at PR by the Book, which, by the way, you can find at prbythebook.com. She leads a team of four publicists over there, and her company works with all genres and represents a wide variety of authors, experts, and publishing houses. And today, basically, what we're going to talk about is a popular topic, which is how authors can obviously get media attention and publicity for their books. Now, we talk about all kinds of different genres in the conversation today, but we do spend a decent amount of time talking about things like children's books and fiction, which I know can sort of be a little bit harder for many authors to kind of wrap their heads around in terms of how to get publicity for those kinds of books. So this would be a great interview for you to listen to if those are one of the things that you're trying to promote. And before we get started, just wanted to kind of give you a little bit of an apology in advance. We did have a tiny issue kind of with the recording on this interview. So in places, the quality isn't that great, but the information is really stellar. So I wanted to, you know, make sure that we did release this, even though the audio quality isn't up to par in some places. So get out your notebooks, take some notes, and let's get on to the interview with Marika Flatt from PR by the Book.
Okay, great. So I have today on the line Marika Flatt. And Marika is the now you're the owner of PR by the Book, right?
Right. That's right.
Okay. And I've known you for, I don't even want to say how many years. It's probably close to 10. And this was back, yeah, this was back when you worked with, you weren't on your own at that point. You worked with another book PR. And
it's been about 11 years or so that I've been doing book publicity, so we probably have known each other for about 10.
Right. And I used to, you saved my rear end a number of times back when I was, when I had my day job and I had to come up with stories or articles on really creative things that people were doing to market books. And whenever I was in a bind, quite frankly, I would just say, well, let me call Marika and see what she's doing, because she's always going to provide me with a story. So
that's my job. Yeah. Yep. That's what we do.
So why don't you, if you could just tell people basically, you know, a little bit about your background in PR by the Book, and then we'll get into some specific questions.
Okay. Well, PR by the Book, we provide media relations services primarily for authors and publishers, but we do work with small businesses, sometimes experts who, you know, really just want to increase their name recognition, and products. Our niche is books. So we handle the media relations in terms of print media, radio and television interviews, of course, online media, and most of our campaigns are about 4 to 6 months long, but we're a small firm, and so each one of our campaigns is individually designed to what our authors need. So, for instance, right now, I mean, we're doing everything from strictly an online campaign only to our longest running client right now is going on 2 years that we've been working with her. So, you know, there's just really everything in between.
Right.
But our focus is on getting the media and getting the media exposure for our clients. We don't do some of the other PR types of services that other firms might do in terms of outreach to consumers and that type of thing. We're focused on getting the media.
Okay. And now you do both fiction and nonfiction, right?
Right.
Okay. And that actually might be a good question. I guess a lot of people, when they've written a novel, don't know how to even start going about promoting it. And I think they probably make a lot of mistakes. What are the kind of, let's talk about promoting a novel, some of the things, maybe the first steps that you should take, and then we'll get into nonfiction a little bit.
Okay. Well, of course, with fiction, it is its own animal when it comes to publicity. So, we have to get creative in the positioning and the angles we use to promote a novel because, as most people will say, the media could care less that you wrote a book. They're much more interested in how you can inform or entertain their audience. So, the book really has to be secondary when you're pitching it to the media. They want to know, what's the topic that we're going to talk about, or why is this timely enough for me to write a review? So you have to kind of dig in a little bit deeper with fiction. And, it's great when there's authors who think about that while they're writing the book, because then they can come out of the writing process with all of these ideas on, how you can promote it and what the angles will be. But for people who haven't thought about that during the writing process, when we look at a book to figure out whether it's going to be a good fit for us or not, and I would like to say that we are not the best fit for everybody. Everybody is not the best fit for us. There are a lot of people out there that do publicity, and so I encourage people to really find the right fit and to go with their gut feeling when they're interviewing publicity firms, because you really need to feel like you've got that connection with your publicist. So, we take that very seriously when we're in that potential client phase. And I'm always looking, when I get a novel, I try to, as quickly as I can, review the novel. And that doesn't mean reading every page cover to cover, because I don't have enough hours in my day to do that. But what that means is, reading some sample chapters here and there, kind of getting a feel for the writing style and the plot of the book. And so I am initially looking to see if I have a publicity vision for that book. What can we tie into to market it to the media? It can't just be, John Smith wrote a novel, and therefore, he deserves media. So you have to take that seriously and make sure that you've got your ducks in a row, so to speak, the media's interest. So we look at that. We look at the, how will we position the book? And at that point, if we feel like there's enough there to hook the media interest, then, we kind of start going into other phases. When someone signs on, the first thing we do is write a set of press materials. Because you've got to have a good solid set of press materials in order to pitch media. So,
Right.
we're in a collaborative effort with the author there in those initial stages to come up with what, the most interesting angles will be for the media.
Okay. Now, obviously you mentioned, it's best if somebody is thinking about that stuff beforehand, or at least while they're writing the book, so they have a good idea when they come out of it what they're going to do. But can you maybe, for a novelist who maybe, really has no experience in terms of coming up with angles that are going to interest the media, I don't want to put you on the spot, but can you just like give me an example maybe of a novel that you promoted and, just a specific angle that you came up with just to give people an idea of what you're talking about?
Okay, sure. For instance, right now, one of the novels that we're working with is a book called The Take Us. And the crux of the storyline is that the main character has developed an automobile that runs without gasoline. It's an electric car, basically, and it's something that has never been out there before. And so there's all of these corporations and even countries that are trying to, you know, buy his idea, first of all. When they realize that they can't buy it, then they start to try to get rid of him, so to speak. And what the main character is doing during the novel is he's on a campaign. He connects with a female television reporter, and they set out to cross the country in this car without ever having to fill up with gas. And the television reporter is documenting this throughout the way. Well, all of these countries that stand to, you know, be hurt by the development of this type of a car, and these corporations are tracking them the whole time and trying to get rid of them. So the author himself is on a tour across the U.S., and we are using that to hook the media's attention, you know, all across the country where he's going, because he is actually, you know, following kind of the storyline of the book. And, of course, as everybody knows, electric cars, you know, who would want to have an electric car right now? It's very timely. You know, with the price of gas being about $4 a gallon, you know, it's definitely a timely story and a timely interview to be pitching to the media. And so that's one example of, you know, using something somewhat creative to get attention for a novel. He is a first-time novelist, and he's developed his own publishing company, so he doesn't have the backing of a large publishing house. So, you know, the media is just starting to hear about the take-us, and they're very interested, you know, in having him on their shows when he's coming through town, or, you know, he's getting reviewed in print media. And so we just launched this campaign about a month and a half ago, and his tour has just recently begun. And so that would be an example.
Right, right. Yeah, it's perfect. And so I guess, you know, if he's doing interviews, a lot of them want to maybe talk about, I don't know if this is true, I'm guessing that, you know, the science behind this idea that he has for a, you know,
yeah,
car that doesn't run on gas and, you know, stuff like that. So it's not necessarily,
yeah,
hey, what happens to your character on page 50? It's, you know.
Exactly. And he can respond to those questions because he has an engineering background. He has, he's owned 3 or 4 businesses over the years. He's former military. And so he has the background to be able to, you know, somewhat authoritatively answer these questions about this electric car.
Right, right. And so, you know, I was going to ask you then specifically about nonfiction, but I think that kind of answers both questions in a way. I mean, because, you know, a nonfiction book already has that kind of newsworthy angle, or hopefully you can come up with something that does. And,
right,
you know, instead of talking about your book specifically, what you're doing is offering information or solving a problem for somebody. You know, I guess the point is to think about, if you were on the other end of that interview, what would you want to know? Is that
right,
good advice?
Right. With nonfiction, you know, it's the angles are usually either there or they're not. You know, I mean,
right.
So it's either something that the public is interested in or it's not. And so, you know, we do try to be as creative as we can when it comes to nonfiction too. But, you know, I think we all know, you know, what might potentially be of interest and what might not. But, you know, going back to what I spoke about just a minute ago, if it is timely, if it's something that the media is already talking about, you can add to that discussion in any way. That, of course, you know, makes it more interesting to the media. Or if you can come out with something new and different that they're not already talking about, but it could create a potential buzz, you know, then that's something I look for too. Also something, right. Also, you know, if it's, of course, related to any holidays or public awareness months or things like that, you know, those are kind of the three areas that we look for when we're coming up with angles for nonfiction.
Okay. Now, in terms of hiring a publicist, let's say, you know, somebody was interested in that. What are, I mean, I assume, you know, for somebody who's never done it before, it's probably an intimidating process, but what, you know, what are some of the basic things that you need to think about or look for when you're considering doing that?
Well, as far as hiring a publicist, you know, usually you want to find, like I said before, someone that you feel like is a really good for you. You want to have someone who's realistic, first and foremost. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, will take the money and not deliver. And I'm talking to people all the time that have had those experiences. And unfortunately, the companies and the individuals that are doing that are, you know, they give PR a bad name at times. But you want to find someone that either A, has experience in publicizing your genre and, you know, has the connections in those areas of media, or B, if they don't already have the experience, they are very passionate about your book and your topic. Because you can hire on a publicist that, let's just say, let's say it's a baseball book, for instance, just as an example. You might be talking to a publicist that has never promoted a baseball book before, and that can be that unusual. But if they're really passionate about the project, then most likely they're going to do a really good job on it.
Right.
So I wouldn't say, you know, you absolutely have to hire someone that has experience in that genre, but you do want to make sure that you feel like they're passionate about your project, because that's really important. I also think that you want to find a publicity firm or an individual that is extremely realistic with you in terms of your expectations. I mean, our mode of operation is to over-deliver, you know, basically. I mean, that's the name of the game, because I have seen where clients are promise the moon, and it's impossible because, you know, for instance, maybe their book is not ever going to get national media because of the challenges that are set up for it, or that, you know, it's just not appropriate for national media. But the person that, you know, sold them on the campaign said, you know, oh, pie in the sky, sure, we can get you on Oprah, sure, we can get you on the Today Show. And then that's what they're expecting, and they might get non-national media coast-to-coast, you know, for 4 to 6 solid months. But if they're not getting that national media that they were expecting, then the campaign won't be successful. So
right.
you really need to have realistic expectations. You know, you need to be honest. You know, you need to be honest with yourself and know what is possible for your book. You know, one of the things that just drives me crazy is when I hear stories of publicists or PR firms that, you know, are not being honest and upfront with the client. I will tell people, I don't like your book cover and I don't think the media is going to like it. I'll tell them, you know, this particular angle that you've come up with is not going to interest the media. It's not fresh enough. It's not new enough. It's not exciting enough. I just did that a few days ago with a client. She had a couple of ideas and said, well, why don't we try, you know, using this angle or that angle? And it was for a children's book. And, you know, I just very honestly told her, it's not going to work. That's not going to work. I mean, people want to use that particular angle all the time, and we've tried it before, and it's just not that interesting. So, you know, we aim to be very honest with our clients and not set them up for, you know, unrealistic expectations, because therefore that's setting everyone for failure.
Right.
So, you know, I think those things are important. You know, finding someone that you click with, someone that's passionate about the project. I always, always encourage people to check references. I think that's extremely important, and it's very easily done. And people who bypass that step, I think, are only hurting themselves.
Okay. Now, without kind of, you know, revealing maybe the title of the book or anything like that, but something you said there about this children's book author, that she had suggested a topic that a lot of people suggest, and you know for a fact that doesn't work. What can you give, you know, without giving too much away again, can you kind of share what that topic that never works is, but that is popular?
Sure. It's a senior that wrote the book, that wrote a children's book. And so, you know, she wanted to use the angle of, you know, a grandparent type writing a children's book. And, you know, wouldn't this be of interest to the media that, you know, someone in their, you know, aging years who's actually a great-grandparent is writing a children's book? And that's just not that new and different. You know, we've used that angle before, and it's just, you know, not that exciting to the media. The other one was the fact that a portion of the proceeds are being donated to charity. And that's nice, but it's just not something that the media, especially in these, you know, economic times that we're in, you know, it's almost like that's done a lot. It's almost overdone, some people might say. And it's just not enough to interest the media. You know, the fact that a portion of the proceeds being donated to charity, it's just, that's done all the time.
Right.
It's almost like saying, well, the owner of the company wrote a book. Well, that's done all the time. So,
right.
You know, or another one that I have people ask me about a lot that I don't think is very effective is, you know, someone who's been in business all their life, they are finally, you know, in retirement, or they're switching gears and they've left business to become a novelist. Well, it's actually, that happens a lot. So,
right.
You know, it's just, it's not enough to catch the media's attention.
Right. Now, I know that the children's book genre, for lack of a better word, is very, you know, very popular among maybe first-time authors. What are the kinds of angles that you have to look for with that kind of thing? I mean, are you looking for, you know, the lessons that the book teaches, or is that what you're doing? Okay.
Well, and it's the whole package. It's, you know, lessons. It's a nice book cover. It's a great story. I mean, I have kids myself. So, and most of our publicists have young kids. And so, you know, I feel like we're pretty in tune to what makes a good children's book. Obviously, the cover is important because, you know, think about when you're browsing in a bookstore in the children's book section. I mean, there's thousands of books. So, you know, what's going to make you pick up one book over another? But, you know, we're working with a book that is just coming out this fall from a small publisher, and it's called Stanley the Christmas Tree. And when I read this story, I absolutely fell in love with it. It's just an adorable story, and it has great illustrations. So those two things combined sold me on it. I mean, I was just in love with this little character, Stanley the Christmas Tree. And so, you know, those are, you know, just some of the things that we look for as far as a children's book. But I have to say, Chris, when you think about children's books that are out there, when you think about in the last year, out of all the children's books that you've seen in the media, probably a lot of them are written by celebrities.
Yeah.
You know, for some reason, celebrities, all celebrities think they can write a children's book. So there are so many celebrities out there that write children's books. I mean, Madonna and Jamie Lee Curtis and, I could go on and on. I mean, so when you're talking about getting a children's book on something like the Today Show, well, if you're not a celebrity, there's a good chance it's not going to happen. Either a celebrity or a publisher with one of the major houses in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we also have to be very realistic about children's books and what type of media are we really looking to get. So, for instance, with a lot of the children's books that we work on, we have great relationships across the country with children's book reviewers at regional parenting magazines. And also with a lot of radio shows that like to interview children's authors. So if I'm talking to an author who is either with a smaller publishing house, perhaps they self-publish a children's book, this is their first children's book, and we agree to take them on, what I'm telling them that have a great chance of getting is coverage in regional parenting magazines across the country, radio shows across the country, media that's realistic for them. National media is most likely not what they're going to get a lot of if they're in that situation, if this is their first book and they're not with a larger publishing house. But, I mean, that's their bread and butter. Regional parenting magazines, I mean, that's their market. That's who they need to get, you know. Those are the parents, you know, that are reading reviews about their book. You know, those are the parents that are going to be picking up this book for their kids for Christmas. So, that's just kind of an example of what I'm talking about, you know, how do you need to view a campaign to be realistic and to be successful with it and happy with it?
Right. And, I mean, you can have tremendous success with just a lot of the outlets that you're talking about, regional magazines or local talk radio. So, I mean, not everybody has to get on Oprah to
right.
be a successful author.
Exactly.
Right. And I assume that also, you know, in addition to, you know, you mentioned earlier that some books basically are just not right now ready for national media, but I assume also you can have a book maybe that's ready, but an author that's not ready because they haven't mm-hmm. sort of laid the groundwork. Are there things that, you know, an author can do to start preparing for that day when maybe Oprah does call so that they are ready?
Absolutely. There are a lot of really good media trainers out there. And we don't do media training with our authors anymore. We did it at one point, but it became pretty time-consuming. So we don't do that, but we refer our clients to other media trainers, you know, that are in their area. And it's definitely a good investment for you and your career to get media trained. So you're right. I mean, there are a lot of authors that think that they're ready for, you know, Good Morning America or, CNBC or whoever they might be feeling like they're ready for. But in reality, they need some good media training, you know, to be ready for this type of caliber of show. And so, you know, we try to steer our authors in that direction if need be.
Right. And, I mean, is that something also that, you know, by speaking at the local, Lions Club or Rotary Club or whatever, is that, I mean, should authors be doing that as well just to kind of develop, you know?
Sure. And, you know, the more that they speak on the topic and on the book, the more comfortable and familiar they're going to be with it. So, absolutely. I mean, local speaking engagements are great. I definitely encourage our authors to, you know, start with those smaller outlets and get experience there and, you know, do the interviews in these teeny tiny small towns to cut their teeth and, you know, get themselves familiar because, you know, the first 5 to 10 interviews they do, they're probably going to be very rusty. after, you know, 10 interviews or so, I mean, you're really saying basically the same thing over and over, but just spinning it a little bit differently. So, you know, I do encourage them to do those smaller market interviews, get those out of the way and make their mistakes, you know, in the smaller markets. And to get out and speak, like you said, you know, that always helps because you're crafting your message. And the more you craft your message, the more polished it will be.
Right, right. So, Marika, we're kind of at the end of our time.
Okay.
But what I wanted to just ask you, I mean, if people wanted to get in touch with you, how would they do that? Why don't you tell people a little bit more about PR by the Book? And
okay.
Go ahead.
Our website is prbythebook.com. So prbytheBook.com. And we have a lot of information on our website. We do have a page of frequently asked questions, but I also have a separate four-page document of frequently asked questions that I always send to potential clients. That's the first step. So they can learn more about how we work and what we do. And, you know, I guess the overall message that I like to send to people is that we do create individualized programs for people, so not everybody is the type of person that needs a six-month national campaign. You know, and I can help people kind of decide that, too, after I look at the project and say, actually, you know, we might want to just do kind of a two-month mini campaign to test the waters first and see, you know, what the response is. And so, you know, I'm very open to, you know, talking to different people that are in different stages of the game as well. Not everybody has to start a campaign before the book comes out, although that is ideal. You know, we've had a lot of successful campaigns where we started 3 months after pub date. So, you know, for instance. So
right.
There's a lot of possibilities there.
And I guess one of the other messages, too, is, as you mentioned, you know, just because your book isn't out yet, don't not hire a publicist yet.
Right.
Get it
absolutely
as soon as you can. Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Well, great, Marika. Thank you again.
Thanks for having me.
You've helped me out once again, just like you used to do back when I was a reporter. So
that's my job.
Yeah. And so I really appreciate it, and hopefully we'll speak again soon.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Marika. Bye.
Once again, you've been listening to another interview in the Monsters of Book Marketing interview series sponsored by The Author's Edge. And again, if you want to download the other interviews in this series, you can get them all for free at www.theauthorsedge.com. And once again, I want to thank my guest today, who was Marika Flatt, owner of the publicity firm PR by the Book. And you can find Marika at www.prbythebook.com. That's PRBYTHEBOOK.com. Thanks and speak soon.